speaking of the Canaries, they were in Kansas City. The skipper, Steve Shirley, joining us. He was there over the weekend. Kind of a tough weekend for the Birds, wasn't it, there, Skip?
Yeah, it was. We didn't play as well as I would like. We had kind of got on a string, you know, really, as we were, you know, as we were coming out of homestand, really felt pretty good after, you know, after a tough start, that we were kind of creeping our way back into the wild card, you know, looking at, I think we were 4.5-5 games back in the wild card, and expected more out of us in Kansas City, frankly.
Yeah. Ben Moore, his last two outings, trying to break that all-time wins mark for a Canary, but he's it's been tough for him the last two outings.
Yeah. Yesterday, I thought Ben threw the ball okay. I mean, they hit some pretty good pitches that that ended up hurting them, but you know, for the most part, from him throwing, his stuff looked fine. Everything looked fine. It's he just like I said, they did a pretty good job against him.
And you, one thing, Skip, I know you've had some injuries, but you activated Giles. I think it was Steven Branca as well that you activated, put him back to short. How much is getting healthy? How much could that potentially help you now as we're to the halfway point of the season?
Well, you know, of course getting healthy is going to help. You know, we still got Shelby Ford that we'd like to get back when we get back into Sioux Falls. You know, it's funny, though. You know, we signed some young guys, and they came in, they played well, and we went on a little bit of a roll. So we've been lucky from the standpoint or you know, it's been good from a standpoint of injecting some energy in. Also with some of the younger players that we've signed while these guys were hurt, and they've come in and done a good job. But I feel like as we go into the second half of our season here, that you know, you like to have that experience and have everybody in place.
What is Shelby Ford's prognosis? I mean, is he feeling okay? Do you think that you're going to be able to activate him when you guys get home this weekend?
You know, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'm going to have to wait and hear what the doctors have to say. He's scheduled for an appointment on our day off, I believe, when we get back into town, and I'll know a lot more then.
The Wichita Wingnuts. You're down in Wichita for three games beginning tonight.
I heard Wichita in July. I mean, it's got to be like 110 degrees there.
It's not cool.
I heard one of their best players got called up. Is that true? I heard that through, I thought I saw Twitter.
I believe that they lost one of their, a pitcher, I think, that somebody purchased or something happened. It was in the transactions today.
Yep. Wingnuts are in that South Division. They're 33-17. They play Laredo and Grand Prairie and Amarillo in that league. What have you been able to find out about Wichita? What are you expecting in this three-game series?
Well, looking at their record and looking at their roster, you know, they're deep and they've played well. They've been swinging it pretty good, you know. So, I mean, again, we do look at the other team, but I've always believed, and I still believe, that it has a lot more to do with what we do. If we go out and do the things that we need to do, then we'll be successful. We do look at scout reports that we get from other people on pitching to them and stuff like that, but you know, it's all about us being able to go out and do the things that we need to do.
JT Weiss, the catcher and designated hitter, had his contract purchased by the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And then John Link named the pitcher of the week in the American Association. Will you see Link in this series?
I haven't gotten the pack yet from we just walked into clubhouse.
Wow. So
I haven't got the stat pack yet, as far as who he has lined up. I know that they've had some time to make some changes in their rotation if they wanted to, so I'll wait for the stat pack to see who we have.
Who are you going to throw tonight there, Skip?
We have Wickswart going tonight. You know, he's been giving us a good shot, so, you know, we'll expect him to go out and give us a good start and get us rolling.
Hey, Skip, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. I know you got a lot of things rolling here before you guys get rolling, and we'll be listening to the ball game tonight. We'll see you in town this weekend.
Sounds great, guys. Always a pleasure.
Okay, Steve.
Thanks, Skip.
There you go. Steve Shirley, the skipper. It is Wichita, the Wingnuts, and they lead that Southern Division.